Chapter 33. The Joseph Bell tolled out mournfully across a quiet summer morning. Mrs. Faith Spinney sat on the west wall steps, sobbing gently into her flowered apron. Her husband, Tud, sat beside her, resting his chin on his walking stick as he stared across the abbey grounds through tear-dewed eyes.
"Poor old Burley. I can't believe he's dead. Not Burley, my best cellar mate. Who'll help me to brew October ale and roll those little casks of berry wine about?"
Faith sniffed loudly as she dried her eyes and stood up.
"Oh, that dreadful Droiditch fever! What did we ever do wrong that made fortune visit it upon our abbey? Poor Mr. Burley, you were such a gentle old mole. Ah, well, tears won't make anything all right. I'd best make myself busy. There's lunch to be made and sick beasts to care for. Now don't you sit out here too long, my Tud. Go and have a nap in your chair. You still ain't well enough to be out and about."
Tud pulled himself up shakily on his walking stick and hobbled alongside Faith toward the abbey.
"I'll go and set a while in the cellar among the barrels. That's where me and Burley sat yarning many an hot afternoon. Oh, smash my prickles. I wish it had been me as was taken, and not that good old mole fella."
The abbey door opened, and Formole trundled out with his crew, bearing with them the sad little bundle that had been their friend Burley. Formole wiped his eyes on a spotted kerchief and tugged his snout respectfully to the two hedgehogs.
"'Tis a sad morn, I biddy good beasts. Us'ns will have old Burley putten to rest at late noontide. Will he tell ever beast within the abbey?"
Tud patted the bundle and nodded brokenly.
"Thank ye, Formole. I'll let them all know. They'll want to be at Burley's last resting. He were greatly loved by all."
In the infirmary and the upper gallery, the beds were packed end to end. Abbess Vale and Fergal the Hermit hovered anxiously about Brother Hollyberry's bed, mopping his brow and rubbing his paws. Hollyberry lay still, his old face thin and ashen. Vale pawed her girdle cord distractedly.
"Oh, Fergal, can't you do anything to snap him out of it?"
"I wish I could, Abbess."
The Woodvole Hermit shrugged helplessly.
"Hollyberry is in a deep faint. I know naught of such things. If he goes any deeper, we'll surely lose him."
Bremen levered himself weakly up off his pillows.
"Oh, I'm aching all over. Don't even think of losing Brother Hollyberry. Only he knows how to mix the medicine that's keeping us all alive. If he goes, then who will be able to make it?"
Thrug Anne had been bathing little Droonie's brow. She hurried over and hushed Bremen.
"Keep your voice down, Squirrel. These sick creatures got enough to worry about without you starting off a panic."
Abbess Vale grasped the otter's paw beseechingly.
"You'd know how to make the medicine, Thrug Anne. You collected the herbs for Bremen. Surely he told you how to blend them together."